It's not a nursery anymore, and the gates are only open one day a week, but Western Hills is back. Not quite 2 years after Tim and Chris Zabalski took ownership of the property, a richly vegetated hillside along Coleman Valley Road west of Occidental, they began offering paid admissions for self-guided tours on Saturdays. Tim likens those explorations of the three-acre garden to wandering through a great house, but one without walls.
It's rooms with views. You walk into a little place and they create an ambiance and a sense of place, and then you got these little views. Like, you can look up and you can see great big trees, or look up to the meadow or off to the pond. And then it's so informal, as opposed to a lot of gardens where everything's kind of linear.
Owning and sharing this remarkable property represents a long-held dream for the Zabalskis, one that Chris explains took root back in 2005, when her brother was shopping for a nursery to buy.
He said, "I don't want the nursery, but that's the garden of your dreams." And so we did come up, and it was the garden of our dreams, and it was for sale. It was really highly priced at the time. And we went to Merrill Lynch, we went to business analysts, we went to everybody, and they said, "Don't buy it at that price." We waited for it to come down, but somebody got it before us. And those were the two gentlemen that ended up in foreclosure. And so we bought it from the bank 3 years later. So it was very fortuitous.
Only then did they discover that Western Hills came with a dedicated cadre of caregivers.
We got in here and there were volunteers all over the place. They'd been coming in for months and turning on sprinklers, turning off sprinklers, because all the sprinklers were manual on, manual off. So obviously the first thing was to give these people some relief and automate the sprinklers.
Next, Chris recounts, they had to confront a serious backlog of deferred maintenance, a big task in a thickly planted, very diverse garden.
You couldn't see all those rooms and you couldn't see those vistas. A lot of it was due to overgrown canopy, and the trees had to be edited. Who stays, who goes? One was going to kill the other if we didn't get rid of one.
Accomplishing that over the past 2 years, they quietly reopened the gates for weekend visitors a month ago, with plans to expand into some other suitable uses in the works.
We've got an event space which we've contracted to have done by a landscaper, and it's not been done yet. Then we'll be able to offer company barbecues, weddings, things like that. We want to keep the Saturdays open because we've met all the neighbors and everybody up and down the road. It's been wonderful. They come in and help.
The neighbors know, as do the garden's many far-flung admirers, that Western Hills is home to a unique collection of thriving specimens, many of which, Tim notes, have become quite rare.
There are probably four or five plants that are pretty much extinct in the wild, so they exist in botanical gardens. So we got some of those that are rare. We've got some original big plants that were planted first in California here. It's a little bit like a museum.
The new owners have no intention of having Western Hills be a commercial nursery again, although cuttings from a few select plants may be offered in due course. A gift shop for their botanical museum, perhaps. But right now, they're still adjusting to their new role as hosts.
You fall in love with something, and you don't quite know what you're getting into. All of a sudden, you're quickly over your head, and we survive.
Tim cautions that their landmark former nursery remains a work in progress, but really, what garden isn't? I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.